Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, Thanksgiving edition. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in our audience, our listening audience out there in this country and around the world. And yes, we are simulcast on many different radio stations, including iHeart, Newsmax, and many other places. And let's welcome our audiences and RSBN that is taking that listening to us tonight. And we'll be going forward with them and many other areas. Before I bring on my co-host, Scarlett, she's gearing up for her turkey. We're going to just go over a couple things for a second. I want to thank everybody that joined us this past Sunday and what we had our first round table in a while. And we're going to continue doing that type of stuff as we progress forward and get these bigger and better. That we like to thank Sarge and Kristen and others that came on, Flycatch and others that were on the show on this past Sunday. Now, remember, every Wednesday we're on 8 o'clock. Every Sunday we're on at 7 o'clock on Block Talk Radio. We started to do something on Sunday, which I didn't get because we ended up at the round table, and we'll talk about deflection. And deflection is very important because if you understand what deflection is, you will understand what the Democrats are doing all these years and also what criminals do. And this is what they deflect. Whatever they, best way to put it is whatever they are doing, they accuse others of doing. So they're deflecting them, deflecting off of them and focusing on things that that someone else is not doing. And because they want to take the attention or the focus off of them. For example, with Trump, it's a prime example. As soon as he came down the escalator, they started with, Soviet interference, Russian interference, and then you had the fake steel dossier. It wasn't Trump who was colluding with Russia. It was Hillary Clinton and DNC and the Democrats that was colluding with Russia. They didn't want you to see that, so they accused Trump with this phony dossier. Same thing went with the Ukrainian stuff. The phone call was perfect, but what they're afraid of is that working with Zelensky and Trump, and if they worked together, they would have found all the evidence of the criminal enterprise, the racketeering of the Biden family, the Biden syndicate. So they said that they fully focus on the phone call of Trump with Zelensky, which was a perfect phone call, and they tried to impeach him on that. So you had two there. You know, and the thing is, in reality, it was Biden and the Democrats that was working in cahoots with money laundering and other stuff in Ukraine. And that's focused on the laptop from hell. It'll be in that. And then you got the second impeachment, and then you got the Mar-a-Lago. It's not the Mar-a-Lago. There was nothing there. They're afraid. What they're trying to do is to prevent Trump from running. That kind of kicked out when he announces that he's running for president. But everything the Democrats and the Congress are doing was to deflect for their own criminal activities. Same thing with criminals. People focused on telling everybody that they're doing things, but they're the ones actually doing it. A good example is the guy in Pembroke Pines. He claims that everybody else is doing one thing, but in reality, it's only him that's doing it. So that's the key there. They're deflecting. And that's what deflection is. It takes the focus. They're trying to take the focus off the real target, the real criminal, the real communist, and focus on something that is not happening. Or they make up stuff. And that's what deflection is all about. So you got to understand that. And that's why. And Democrats and criminals are very good at it, but they're getting caught now every which way. So that's my opening monologue for today. Beware. And understand what deflection is. Ignore what the idiots are saying, and focus on the real targets: the criminals, the Democrats, the crimes that's before you, and not what they're trying to show you. Remember, it's not what they tell you. Look at the left hand, but don't focus on the right. Because what's in the right hand is what's really bad. So they got to focus. They tell you to focus on the left. Do the opposite. Focus on the tender target, which is the right hand, the one that's really doing the crime, the one that's telling you to deflect to elsewhere. That's it. Anyway, let me bring up my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
Yes, it's Thanksgiving pre-eve.
And all we're talking about turkey and the chicken. You couldn't go into the stores this morning.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I got there really early before
the maniacs came out.
I heard from several people I was talking to.
There were no carts, and it was maniac city. I'm so glad I missed it. I was leaving in the beginning. What did you hear?
Yeah. I heard through the grapevine from various people I talked to during the day that you couldn't go into the stores. It was so busy in trying to get stuff and things like that. The shelves are empty. It's not just other places around.
See, that's why I said early in the morning, get there, do what you got to do, get out. It was great. It was quiet. It was delightful. I had a couple of people helping me. It was really nice. So I'm happy. But I'm thinking about tomorrow. Tomorrow's the parade, 9 o'clock on NBC. And I'm love that. Been doing it ever since I'm a little girl. Love the parade. It's just nice, okay? But I'm not going to be there to freeze my tuchus off. So that makes me happy. And then I'm going to be cooking. And then there's football. The Bills versus the Lions. How many people out there think the Bills will win? How many people out there don't think the Lions will win? We'll find tomorrow when they play the game.
They're both excellent teams, and we'll see where it goes. Also, the Giants versus the Cowboys, and that's a big game, too. And then in the evening, the late game is Patriots. So that's three football games tomorrow. Plus, also, you got a returning program on after one of the games on CBS, and that's Criminal Minds is coming back.
Yes. Okay. And then I got to focus on chefing, because you know I'm the cook of the house. That's what I do. Got to put up. This year I'm not doing a whole turkey. I bought turkey breast, and so I will be cooking that. And your favorite sweet yams and pineapple and marshmallow combo for you and the family. And I will be doing what I love. My salad and my turkey. And that's what I want. I'm into it. Very into it. And everything else I didn't prepare this year. Not into it. And I'm excited. I am. It was a great day. Business was great.
Yeah.
Clients were great. It was a successful day. And, I fudge around the news because, you know, I scroll up and down. I like to read things. So I read something about Florida and they want to change the R&Rs on DeSantis if he wants for 2024. I personally think he should wait till 2028. That's what I think. Okay?
The new state legislature, which is the Republicans, got almost the whole – they got almost every seat
with
there.
Supermajority.
You know, and – we have a supermajority in the Florida State House and Senate in Tallahassee, and they're going to pass if Governor DeSantis could still be governor and run for president at the same time. So this way you don't step down. And that's just to cover his butt, because we don't lose DeSantis but in a primary situation.
Because we're not really grooming a new individual or individuals for the governor. He just won. He's got 4 years. So we're looking, everything is looking at it and working it up. Okay? And then I read that there was a shooting in Walmart.
Yeah, I was going to get into that as part of mass shooting. But there was several mass shootings over the last week. The one in Colorado is kind of interesting because the left, this club called Q, was all the gays and the transgender and stuff like that, and there were several people killed and several wounded. They arrested the guy, and the guy turned out to be a mixed breed, so to speak. He's not classified. He doesn't classify himself as a man or a woman. He calls him MX. He is one of them who just went off the rocker and started to shoot people up. He was one of them. It kind of shut them up because now you don't see it too much anymore. They're not going after the so-called hate crime, so to speak, anymore, because it's not. It was just somebody who's mentally ill that had a gun and shot up the place. Same thing happened with Walmart.
A lost soul.
Yeah, lost soul.
A lost soul. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. It's bad.
Once you start playing with people's minds, and this is where the left is very good at, and this is their fault. They got the Democrats and the left, the communists and the LGBTQ people have blood on their hands because it was their grooming that trained this. Took this PC. They love to go after people with mental health issues. President Pembroke Pines.
You know what else? I would tag the rhinos into that one.
And the rhinos.
Just as bad.
But the point is they like to take these people who have very low self-esteem, that are very confused of their identity because of the pressure put on by people that surround them, like the parents, like the people they hang out with, and other stuff. And they don't know their agenda or their thing because of the people that they use. It's called groomers. in the state of Florida, these people will be arrested on the spot. We don't
absolutely.
Want groomers here.
We don't want them
because they're charged with, down here, they'll be charged with child abuse and also assault. So that's part of it, and that's why parental rights is very big in the schools in the state of Florida and schools. And every teacher, every catch to try to groom their student will be fired on the spot and arrested and charged with assault.
I'm going to tell you one better. I think parents should be held responsible, too.
They are,
instance,
too.
I hear the mother of Jess Jackson
as being arrested or died for child abuse and assault.
Who's that?
The one that changed the little 2-year-old to for a boy to a girl that you that
really?
The magazine.
Okay.
Mother and father.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow.
They're looking to be charged with assault. Look, you can't.
Okay.
And just, you've got to be mentally insane to have a child, a 2-year-old child, change starts.
Jazz Jennings.
Yeah, Jazz Jennings.
She's messed up.
And she had surgery done. Yeah, well, like I said, the thing is, that's assault. Any doctor that mutilates a child should be arrested and take the license away and arrested and take it away for life. That is criminal, totally. So, you know.
Parents need to be held responsible.
One of the top things that people talked to me about when I was doing the Heritage Foundation earlier is the fact that that they lost the moral high ground, that the parents and losing the grip on their children, and it's making it very, you know, once you start breaking up the family entity,
Losing their grip. They weren't there. They weren't there when that baby was born. Okay. Because if you had your crap together when they were born, you would have had a successful road for your child. Okay?
That happens a lot, but you know what? What's unique, really? If you really have to use, one of the things that we said that we talk about when we were doing a knowledge program where they try and keep the family intact. Focus on the family is trying to make sure that these kids and the parents work together and keep the family intact because the bosses in a unit is a mother, father, boy and girl, that's nuclear, so to speak, and the white community, in the white community, it's about 50%, in the blacks, about 70%. In the gay community, it's almost 100% divorce rate.
This is going to sound really weird. Well, Prince Andrew is such an asshole today. But when Fergie and Andrew got divorced, they lived in the house. One lived upstairs and one lived downstairs. It was a little strange, but it was a nuclear family. They took care of those girls, and they grew up whole. So you don't necessarily have to be in a marriage, but you have to be in a relationship together for your children.
Well, you
and
also
people lose track of that. They have a divorce, and then they're pissed off at each other, and then they just don't want to deal with it. And they forget that they have these babies.
Yeah, Focus on the Family is a very good organization. I urge everyone to start, our listeners, to look into it. I did recommend...
We got on track here.
Let me get this done. Focus on the family. We did recommend it to a lot of people out there. And it's very, and you go look it up and be part of it. And they have, and if you have problems in relationships between husband and wife, and you'll go and they'll help you out. And if you have issues on the mental health issues with that included, they will help you out. It's better to, they have all kinds of programs, it's radio and everything else, and therapy sessions and counseling to help a family in whatever situation they had. One of the things, so if you really want to have a true nucleus family, recognize that it takes two to tangle. It gets two to bring up a child, a mother and a father, and both of them work in unison. It does work. If you go into any kind of jail cell and talk to the people in those prisons and ask them how many came from a single parent household, almost every one of them raises their hand. And that's the situation. And focus on the family health prevent something like that. And then you got the Angel Tree Christmas to help these kids whose parents are actually in prison. So they can have a Christmas too. So you got all that going.
You know what there should be before you get married? You should go to classes for that to see if you're compatible. You know, sometimes things aren't what they think they'd be.
Yeah, and sometimes you get blindsided because of the people you hang out with.
And weird, but in today's society, it would probably be a helpful situation, to have a third person who, like a mediator. To figure out why that's what focus on
the family. That's what Heritage Foundation. That's what Angel Tree Ministries, the Prison Fellowship Ministries. They all work in conjunction with each other.
People spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a wedding. Why? I don't know. It's goofy to me. Okay,
yeah, but
they
only make half of it back.
But I think it's not about the wedding. I think it's about the relationship and being husband and wife.
Yeah,
and that
true.
Is what's important. Okay? Nothing wrong with weddings.
Anyway,
I think they're goofy.
Anyway, we're going off target a little bit.
We're on the LGBTQ. Okay? Now, the LGBTQ, some indoctrinate and some don't.
Right.
And
most of them don't. Most of them adults, log cabin Republicans, they tend to say no. They attack the LGBTQ lobbyists, which is because they're not part
Why
of the
Why do I need to know if you're gay? I'll go better one. Why do I need to know if you are homosexual or heterosexual? Why
Nobody
is
needs to
important?
Know. Because they're That's losing it. And there were several reports over the last week. One of the main reasons why they're grooming these people, grooming, is because the actual population of the gay community is less than 1%. They're dying off, or they realize they can't be complete, and they become straight, which they really are to begin with. And that's what's happening across the country and around the world. So now, that in order to stay afloat and make a political arm of sorts, they are literally grooming little babies to become something they're not. And now we're arresting them all. Because that's where this is assault. It's not child abuse. But let's get off of that for now.
Let's move on to the next one. Walmart.
To Walmart. Walmart mass shooting. It was a manager. Came into the last night around 10 o'clock in the evening. Walked into the Walmart. The place was still crowded. And he shot somebody in the front, and a worker. And then he went into the break room in the back and shot them all. Killed seven, wounded several others. And killed himself. He had mental health issues, another one. The left is going after the gun. It has nothing to do with the gun. It has to do with the fact that these people, all these mass shootings, have one thing in common. They all mentally ill. Every one of them
guns
are mentally
don't kill
ill.
People.
We have to
you
focus on the
death.
Issue.
You can sword them to death. You know what I mean? You can throw acid on them. What's the difference?
Right.
I'm just saying, it's not the tool, it's the person.
we got to concentrate on the fact that there's people with mental health issues. We have to focus on mental health issues. We have to focus on people who have mental health problems that have signs and show signs, like both of the guy in Colorado, the guy and the manager, both had postings have show signs and pictures of guns or knives and stuff like that on the internet, maybe Facebook, Twitter, or any other social media network. And they show signs. And in fact, the one in Colorado had tried to blow up his mom, and his mom refused to put him in jail. That's a kid. That's a promise problem, kid problem. Once again,
goes back to Marnie Duncan and Eric Holder and Barack Obama.
And the Democrats who got blood on their hands. Mm-hmm. Once again, they are killers. We can prove it. But the thing is, these judges, both of them, have appointments with judges. They've been on trial before, and they let them go because they feel sorry for them. This is why worst judges, maybe in Broward County or in Virginia or in Colorado, you got to stop them. They got to be held responsible. Something happens, if you're a judge and you let some, and you know there's a danger, but you let them go anyway, and the person commits a crime, you will be arrested for the same crime, accessory after the fact. That's how you stop these judges from doing this.
Why don't we have that here in Florida?
We do. That's why the judge in Broward County is now being investigated. This is what these are things
but
going on.
But I'm saying, if you let them out and they kill again, the judge should be taken off the bench immediately.
I do you one better. That judge should be charged with murder. He doesn't have to pull the trigger. His actions...
He should be held accountable for his decisions being on that bench. And if he cannot execute the right decision, the best decision...
Then he should be taken off the bench. His job on the bench...
He violates his oath.
Right. His job on the bench is to determine the evidence, make judgment based on the evidence, not to feel sorry for an individual. If you're feeling sorry for somebody, you should be a judge. That's not what you're supposed to have cold blood. You be
that's
cold
about,
as ice.
Yeah.
The idea is to focus on the
letter. You know? Justice is blind.
Right.
All you have to do is say, you broke the law, you did it wrong, no bail. And set a trial date. Okay.
This way we don't have mass shootings. You know,
okay, date for the trial will be in 2 weeks. Let's make it happen, folks. I mean, the rest is corny. They don't get the job done. It just floats and floats and floats, and it's damned. Okay? If the evidence is there, then they will prove it. And if there is no evidence, then you will be proven to be innocent. How hard is this?
Yeah, that's true. Now, let's get off of this subject and go into, you know, one of the things when I was talking to a lot of people today, you know, one of the great things is that I was working with a thing called Heritage Foundation. Most of the afternoon, and I was talking to, I would say, hundreds of people during the day, and some of them really interesting. And one of the biggest comments they had was that one of the things they're so pissed off at the Republican Party that Mitch McConnell's got to go. I talked to a lady with Kentucky. She loves Rand Paul. She can't stand Mitch McConnell. He's got to go. We have a bunch of people across
the
country.
You know, the whole story about this man, it started, 4 or 5 months ago, the story, how he wanted the Senate not to become the majority, and he wanted to be minority leader. Remember that?
The reason because he didn't want Trump's America First candidates to win the Senate seats. He has to handle
country.
A couple of them.
He cared about his own
no.
ass. And then we found out.
Part of it is the cyber currency situation where he's tied into
right.
along with Biden and the others.
Right. Money laundering and collusion. Oh, absolutely. And he needs to go to jail. He's a traitor. He's a criminal. Him and his wife. What the hell? Lindsey Graham, definitely a criminal.
Yeah.
You know? One more thing to this. While I was speaking with you today, because I didn't know that the 2020 election was never certified in Congress. Okay.
What they did was in the middle of the night they just stamped it and never really followed the actual statutes involved in certifying the election. Legally it's not really binding.
Was Mike Pence there?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, Mike Pence is not the buttstuck. Yeah, he was present when this went behind the scenes.
Didn't anybody bring up that they didn't want it, certify it?
Yes, we had that all set
up
earlier before
the
thing.
In the middle of the night,
they just rubber stamped it. They didn't do the damn thing, and that was it. But that's all coming out now.
Is that fraud?
Yeah, it's fraud. Yes.
So
this whole thing is
fraud.
Yeah. He's done.
Okay.
He's done. His career is over.
Let's move on to the new topic that you told me about today, about the January 6th.
Yeah, they go. Okay, this is
in January.
Okay. January 6th. Okay. First of all, you know, the Supreme Court said that they hand over the finances, tax reports, tax returns on Trump to January 6th. He'll be handed over. All 20 or 30 truckloads full. There's no way that they're going to be able to read it, understand it, and they're out of power in 4 weeks anyway. So once January, so we already got announced.
What the hell?
So in January 3rd, when the new Congress gets sworn in, they are going to continue with the J6, They're dropping everything to do with Trump. And
yep.
they're actually going after Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to show the videos and everything else, and the stuff that we have, and all that's going to come out, and the indictment and the arrest of Nancy Pelosi will be done.
Merrick Garland,
all of that stuff, and
we're going to have justice for Ashley Babbitt.
Right. And every one of those people that's in prison falsely on the January 6th stuff will be released. And they're going to sue Biden and stuff. And they'll win.
What are they going to have? Biden's going to have nothing because come then, I'm waiting for Interpol to pick up this piece of shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Because this cryptocurrency, a lot of people lost a lot of
then
money.
What the people were talking about, again, is we can talk this talk all the time, but a lot of these people have not walked the walk. And that's what the main complaint was from the people I talked to this afternoon, was these people did not have to.
Andy Biggs, according to you, Andy Biggs is going to be the new speaker
Biggs is going to win.
He's going after Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, he'll go after that. But Andy Biggs will have to vote.
The election of 2020.
They're going to do everything we can with the guidelines of the law that we're going to be taking care of everything, including changing things, getting rid of all the stuff, arresting.
Looking at why the Supreme Court didn't do their job?
I don't know what the jurisdiction is on that, but they can do everything they can within the guidelines of the government as part of what the oversight committee.
How long do you think it'll take for Biden and Camilla and all the other schmeckles to be arrested and held for being a traitor?
It'll be as soon as a couple of weeks after this thing starts. The worst thing that could have happened for the Democrats was for us to take the House. The Senate could have got it away, but once we took this House, we tied Biden's hands. He can't spend any money. He can't allocate anything. And he can't do
anything.
Yeah, he can't do damn thing.
Ukraine money is going to be audited. Where's the money?
Right.
And the Fed will be audited.
Right. Yeah, okay, this is what's going on with Ukraine, with the monies. The cybercurrency monies, there was money put into cybercurrency, goes from the U.S. Congress, Democrats, to Ukraine. And then it comes back to the DNC. It's still laundering through the cybercurrency stuff, and they got caught. There were other stuff coming through that have this missing billions of dollars out there, and that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene and others has asked for the audit, and they're going to get it come January 3rd.
She's going with him. Love her. You're going to take shit. She's going to get it. And Lauren Boebert, are you kidding? Matt Gaetz, and
It looks like the Republicans will have 223 or 222 seats in the end.
Good.
So they're going to be four to five over.
Are these people going to be RICO'd?
In 2024,
Nancy Pelosi's vineyard, home, jewelry, everything.
In 2024, there's going to be 18 Democrat Senate seats up for election. Several already announced that they're going to retire. So we should take the Senate back at that point, too.
How many of those are part of the criminal element, the syndicate?
Most of them.
We'll see how it does.
All right.
Okay.
No. In fact, let's see if we can play We Won't Back Down. Let's see if it actually works for us today.
They fix it?
Yeah. And that's dedicated to Carrie Lake, who won't back down. She will be the next governor in Arizona, as Katie Hobbs is going to go to prison for a long time for fraud, collusion, and conspiring to defraud the citizens of Arizona with the hands-on with Maricopa County. The evidence is there. Her arrest has been taking place. She has been disqualified. Carrie Lake will be the next governor there. And because of all the corruption in there and the fact that they're doing a recount for the Attorney General, the Republican Armitage will be the next Attorney General in the state of Arizona. And he will also arrest a lot of Democrats who have committed fraud in and around Maricopa County and elsewhere. We had enough. Maricopa County, that's in Arizona, one of the biggest areas and districts when it comes to voting in the country, is an embarrassment to the whole world. And this is not the first time. This has been going on for years. It's from 2020, it's been exposed, 2018, it's been exposed.
You know what joke about that? Had no problems when they ran the primary. Right.
They have some problems, but we took care of it. And the thing is that as soon as
not like this was set in stone.
Hobbs had to resign. She was Secretary of State. She's the one that oversees the election. She had to resign as Secretary of State and let someone else, someone independent, to do it. But she did the minute she won the primary. But she didn't. She refused to. Now she's going to spend the rest of her life in the prison cell because of it.
She's a traitor. Okay. So how about the Kelly versus Masters?
That Kelly Masters race is going to be redone, too. The whole statewide election is going to be redone by court order. So we'll see where that lies and what data happens.
What is it? Okay. Let's move to another state. Pennsylvania.
They arrested the attorney general, the district attorney rather, in Philadelphia. There were other problems there. They had to decertify for this past November, and they may have to do that
did
election
Mastriano
all again.
Win? Did Mastriano win?
No, I think I don't. Look, we don't know exactly, but most likely he did lose. But Oz did win. Look like there may be some problems. There were a lot of problems there. And then Oz might have won that. We're finding out, and there may be mass arrest in that area. People are fed up. Another thing that we talked about was the election integrity.
Can I ask you a question? If Oz won, right, how is it Mastriano didn't win? What did you vote for, an idiot, and then vote for Oz?
We don't know. That's a good question. We don't know until we actually look at the ballots. They're split ballots. It doesn't make sense. But then again,
let's move to another state.
Michigan's similar problems, but not as big. Yeah, we don't know the exact stamp for that one. In New York, there's some questions now on certain things.
Did Tudor Dixon beat Whitmer?
We think she did, but we're not sure, and we're working on that.
All right. Let's move to another state, Alaska.
That's a crazy state. The way they set it up, they deserve all the confusion. Everybody's confused. We don't know the end result. We won't know the end result till probably New Year's.
But if Murkowski wins, he's going to fire her anyway, right? The new
Murkowski's going to can her. He already said that Murkowski can fire her.
And is he going to can Nick Burgess and put in Sarah?
Burgess already been eliminated based on the way they're doing it. So we'll
but
see.
Sarah lost.
She didn't lose. She's in a runoff. Doesn't matter. She's in a runoff. It doesn't matter. The way it's set up, it's crazy. This is what happens when you
keep having elections after elections. It's goofy.
Right. You need to stay, go back. What they need to do is go back where the Republicans have a Republican primary, the Democrats have a Democratic primary, and then in November,
right,
the winner of the two runs.
Their
and
own,
that's it.
In their own
this is
bull
crap. This is all corruption. That's why California is the same thing.
Primaries are one party and the other party. No mixing,
right.
No 12 of them can run. I mean, just run, and then who's the winner? That's it.
Right.
Move on to the election. You can't keep wasting this. You know, the people deserve clarity and honesty. Really?
We have about 10 minutes left. Well, let's start talking about Thanksgiving.
I got a question for you.
What?
It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my wife, my son, my job, the business that I'm working with. I love what I'm doing, and we're doing pretty good, and I'm glad that everybody's healthy. And that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for I'm living in the free state of Florida, and I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm thankful that a certain young lady gave birth to a beautiful young son. I hope she learns to become a mom and get rid of all the bad people and start focusing on becoming a parent and making sure that this kid grows up in an environment that is conducive to make him fulfill his passions, dreams, and goals and not get indoctrinated, recruited by some really mentally ill people. And that's a part, that's the thing. And she needs to show. And I'm hopefully one day and thankful for the fact that I know that she will be, she will have an opportunity to fulfill her passions and dreams for the future. Just hopefully one day she'll show her father, who the father is, and have a family picture. That would be really nice. It shows her unit, family unity, and she needs help. Focus on the Family is a good organization to get her to that unit. That's it. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my husband and my son and my pretty cat and business and living in the free state of Florida. And we won Congress, and I have hope, and I believe that we will return to strength and glory. And that gas prices will come down and food prices will come down.
Drill, baby, drill.
A simpler, less drama life. And
drill, baby, drill is the answer to all the prices.
Drill. I said that today, and I'm thankful for feeling good. I am. I think things are good, and I'm thankful that life is good, and I hope people will have a great day tomorrow with food, family, and football.
You know, I'm going to tell you, we need to, this country is so far apart and stuff like that, and the hatred by the left is pushing everything. And you go into,
on the right, too. You're leaving that out. There's some on the right that are some cooties.
Both sides. But, I'm going to tell you, if you go in, you'll see the hate. If you go into Twitter, you'll see the hate on the left.
You know, Nancy Pelosi may be a piece of shit, but dressing her up as a witch is just, you know, evil.
They did that. Okay.
She is not a witch. She's really with it. This woman is with it. Okay? And she got caught with her panties down.
She got caught with her hands in the ice cream till.
That's right.
Look,
that's right. Okay?
If your husband, I still
believe in respect. You know what I mean? Two wrongs don't make a right. But they write some evil things in that Facebook shit. They really do. Okay? And it's on both sides. And I think people need to calm down and take a step back. Didn't you tell me to do that the other day?
Yes, we need to. That's exactly true. Take a step, calm down, take a step back and stop focusing on reality.
And walk away and think about it. You know, families are split apart because they have their opinion, and they want to blow. They voted there into the blue, and then you have other parts of the family that are into the red, and then you got your independents and your libertarians. Okay,
yeah.
I feel for is our military. Really?
Yeah, take it with the wuss. Well, we're going to get rid of all the wussies, the woke people, and all that type of stuff. That's not what the military. Military is trained to, for one thing, is to kill. It's to defend our country and to fight a war.
To be a warrior and defend our country. That's right.
If we're able to do that, we'll play the warrior song. But one of the things I want to get back to something. I want to get back to something that a couple of people told me today. I was calling a lot of people in the Midwest and to the cattle country, so to speak, and farmers and stuff like that, and they are literally hurting. Farmers are facing 8 to 10% inflation rate on their stuff. They don't know. There's a shortage on diesel. They don't know if they can hold on for a week or two more. You got a real possible railroad strike in a couple of weeks. All that stuff is causing major problems in the farm belt. They all said the same thing in unison.
You know what? They all blame the Democrats.
They all blame Biden. And they loved it when Trump was around because they're able to grow and build and fulfill the stuff, and everybody's thriving. Biden came in and destroyed everything, and now they're
with 2 years ago with the steel. They should have had to stand up and be strong because it was stolen, that election. Okay?
But anyway, I know. But the bottom line
anyway,
is that's the thing.
I believe we're going to lose an airline in this FTX cryptocurrency thing.
You're going to find a lot of people stuff. But the American Airlines arena that he played in is also the name of the cryptocurrency company. They have to take that down. They're looking for people to new owners because the company's going out of business.
Also, I read a lot of people got burnt, and one of them was Tom Brady. He got taken big time on this.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry, a lot of people got like a Bernie Madoff thing.
Yeah, that's exactly
but
what it was.
Let me get back to one thing. I want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Enjoy your family. Okay, life is short.
Yeah, eat that turkey.
So put away your verbiage for the day, and just be happy to be with one another. Because
yeah,
life is short.
Yeah, just watch.
And love each other.
Yeah, and enjoy the football games. You know,
right.
You know, I have a friend that worked with me for a while. She's no longer there, but her name was Selena, and she and I are debating football teams for tomorrow. And she and I went training together, and she always used to. She was very competitive, and I liked that. And she would go back and forth. It was funny. And our coach or teacher were doing this stuff. It was having a ball between the two of us. But she's no longer there, but we keep in touch every so often. But the thing, and she talked about football earlier. Christine is another one, but she really talked too much today.
I want to wish everybody to have a great day tomorrow, and I'll be back on Sunday. But I'm sure new ripping news because every day is something new.
And be safe,
be happy, and love each other. This is Scarlett saying, bye, everybody. God bless you. God bless the country. Good night.
All right, everybody. Again, I want to thank everyone, all our listeners on all these different radio stations. from iHeart to Newsmax to RSBN and others. Thank you for listening to us. Catch you on the flip side, as they say. Listen to us on Sunday at 7 o'clock on Block Talk Radio. And follow us on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, which is done like 2 to 3 times a week. And then thank you and have a great Thanksgiving. Watch those games. Have some fun. Enjoy your family and friends. And make sure you loosen up the belt buckles, because everybody's gaining weight. But then we start exercising Friday. Anyway, have a blessed day, and God bless you all, and see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America.